This is the Traveling On Radio Show, bringing you a world of travel news and information. Once again, let's join your hosts, Ian and Tanya Fitzpatrick.
Well, as we enter the start of the peak summer travel season, we know many travelers will be taking to the air, and we know air travel isn't quite what it used to be. And here to tell us how to make our air travel experience better is Captain Karen Kahn, who's spent 30 years piloting for a major airline. Captain Kahn, welcome to Traveling On.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Thank you for being with us. Now, you've got some tips for the traveler to make their experience better, and a lot of those are about being smart. Ticket smart, pack smart, and dress smart. Could you tell us about those things?
I can. Those are actually specifically oriented toward when you get to the airport and getting through security. I think your smarts for travel actually starts a little bit earlier with your planning, which, of course, mm-hmm. is going to start by going electronic, getting your ticket on the Internet, checking in on the Internet, selecting your seat on the Internet if you can. Also, going light, carrying mm-hmm. as little as you can. And remember, you've got to manage it. You've got to deal with it. You've got to pull stuff out of it as you go through security if you're not checking something. Even if you are checking, the lighter the better, because they're starting to charge now depending on weight and number of bags. And, of course, the biggie is go early. Get out mm-hmm. to the airport early. Avoid the lines. If you need to make a change or if you'd like a better seat, you've got a much better chance if you're early.
And also, too, it's always important, even for those travelers who travel infrequently, but to have your frequent flyer number available to just go in and put into the machines that are often there to check people in.
Oh, exactly. As a matter of fact, that's where we get to the airport, and we start with TicketSmart, which, as we said, was go electronic, check in. Make sure they do have your frequent flyer number, the extra security screening that is, should we say, afforded to some, is frequently a result of your not doing certain things. For example, you don't want to pay for your ticket with cash. That's kind of a red flag. That gets you some extra security. Buying a one-way ticket gets you looked at much more closely. And if you are a frequent flyer, be sure you put your number in, because they rarely select members of frequent flyer programs, because we know them, let's not hassle them.
So that's right.
Easily eliminate you from that kind of hassle. The pack smart idea starts with dump your suitcase out on your bed at home and take out all the things that you may have put in from your last car trip. Or frequently you think you'll go by car, then you change your mind and go by airplane, and, oh, yes, I forgot, you know, I've got that nice picnic knife, fork, and spoon set, or a corkscrew. Those types of things need to come out, as well as the large bottles of liquids. I just had a friend who came to visit, said, I'm delighted to see your sunshine here in Santa Barbara, and when they went home, they realized, Karen, we can't take this. We're not checking anything. Here's a nice big bottle of suntan lotion for you. So remember, those things can't go through.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the important things, particularly in this day and age, is not to argue when you're dealing with customer service agents or other airport and airline personnel. Very important thing in this day and age.
And unfortunately, that's one of my challenges.
Exactly. You know, I think the don't argue probably starts with my last tip, which is dressing smart. The mm-hmm. reason you get into the argument in the first place is you've probably got something on that they think you shouldn't be trying to wear through the metal detector, so that if you think, before you go to the airport, what am I wearing? How easily can I take off things that can possibly cause me trouble? The shoes that lace up, you know, those are the ones you may not want to wear through security. Or as you approach the line, start unlacing them, be ready to pull them off, any kind of big belt buckles, any kind of change in your pocket. All of the things that you think are innocuous can easily be the stuff that's going to give you problems. And I'll tell you from experience, I'm actually up here on the Airport Commission in Santa Barbara, and we have a smaller airport that has tighter security than some of the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's intended that way. So things that I can get through LAX, I can't get through Santa Barbara, they have to come off.
In our closing moments with you, we have covered a lot of the things that we need to think about when we're packing, but comfort is very important. Comfort items, you know, when we're going to the airport, and also in terms of the things that we pack. Could you speak to that briefly?
You know, my favorite comfort item is a very small inflatable pillow, and I have one that I like. Also, people frequently don't realize that the airplanes have adjustable headrests. I carry a water bottle. In this case, you can empty it, drink it before you go through security. Once you're on the other side, refill it. And there are some great new filters that you can buy so that once you actually fill it with slightly unknown water, you can filter it. I take things like, for example, in the U.S., kitty scissors are okay. Scissors with less than a 4-inch blade, so there are many uses for those. A hand sanitizer. Snacks are real important. A trail mix, protein bars, things that you like, because given the fact that food is mostly not available and now very often charged for, that's something that's important. I happen to take a Lexan knife, fork, and spoon, which is acceptable in security. So things that can make you more comfortable on your flight. Then you can have entertainment items, you know, an iPod or music player, headsets. Most all of the airlines now have some kind of entertainment. The charges for the headsets, you know, can range from $1 to $5, so bring your own.
All right, Captain.
Well, those were great tips. Thank you very much, Captain Conan. I was really surprised to hear, you know, the one about the frequent flyer miles. It's one we're going to adhere to.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we want to thank our guests, Jen Kaliba and Bertram Von Munster, and also Captain Karen Kahn here. And don't forget to visit our calendar page to see where we will be broadcasting from next. Remember, if you'd like more information about today's show or the latest in travel news and information, visit our website at www.travelin-on.com.
As always, it's been a pleasure to share some travel time with you. We're Tanya and Ian Fitzpatrick, your happy travelers, and until next week, happy travels.
Happy travels.
You've been listening to the Travel and On Radio Show, your premier source for travel news and information. Join Ian and Tanya Fitzpatrick next time for more of the Travel and On Radio Show on TalkZone.com.